Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's dive in with a headline that's electrified the open source community. NVIDIA has just open sourced its Blackwell GPU class header files, all 12,000 lines of them. This is a significant shift from their previous approach and a clear signal that NVIDIA is seeking deeper partnerships with developers around the globe. By releasing these headers, they're giving developers a huge leg up, enabling improved compatibility and performance through the NVK Mesa Vulkan driver framework. What does it mean for end users? It means we can expect better open-source GPU drivers, especially for Linux, and a more robust ecosystem that benefits both enterprise and personal users. Still, there's a lot more work ahead to create fully open drivers, but this move is a genuine step forward. Switching gears to storage. Seagate just dropped a game-changing solution with its first consumer-grade 30TB HAMR drives. If you're not familiar, HAMR stands for Heat-Assisted Magnetic Recording, a technology that's been in the works for ages but is finally hitting the mainstream. At a price point of about $600, these drives offer massive storage capacity, ideal for NAS setups or anyone managing mountains of data at home or in the office. Enterprise users are especially excited, but enthusiasts shouldn't overlook the potential either. What's really remarkable is how technologies like this are narrowing the gap between what large organizations use and what's possible on your desktop. On the graphics front, AMD is responding to Linux gamers with big enhancements to their Fidelity FX Super Resolution 4 or FSR4, optimizing specifically for the open-source RADV driver. In real terms, this means better gaming performance and higher fidelity visuals on Linux machines, especially for folks running the latest RDNA 3 GPUs. AMD's open-source-first approach lately is a far cry from the proprietary competition, and it's being noticed by gamers and developers alike. Now, if you've been saddened by the decline of the Windsurf coding editor, you're not alone. Developers are on the lookout for alternatives, and new options like Zed, Cursor and FlexPilot IDE are stepping up, each bringing their own spin on productivity-enhancing features. These editors promise faster workflows, collaborative coding and smart integrations, reflecting modern developer needs and preferences. The field is rapidly moving, so if you're looking for a new daily driver, now's the time to experiment. Shifting from software to something that borders on science fiction, Airbus and Sandbox AQ have announced MagNav, a quantum navigation system poised to rival GPS. Instead of radio signals, it uses quantum sensors to read the Earth's unique magnetic field signatures for precise location data. This is a huge leap forward for navigation, especially in scenarios where GPS is jammed, spoofed, or simply unavailable. If MagNav delivers on its promise, we could see quantum navigation in everything from aircraft and ships to autonomous vehicles down the line. It's an exciting leap that underscores how quantum tech is starting to break out of physics labs and into real-world industries, onto the world of artificial intelligence. Docker has rolled out direct support for Hugging Face models using the new Docker Model Runner. For AI developers and researchers, this knocks down barriers to local inference, letting you deploy, test, and run AI models with less hassle. With AI trends moving so fast, easier ways to integrate and scale these models on local infrastructure is a big win for productivity. Meanwhile, Instacluster has made ClickHouse generally available on Microsoft Azure, a boost for businesses seeking scalable analytics and AI. New features like automated backups and tiered storage mean there's now an all-in-one platform equipped for real-time analytic workloads and smooth data management. If you're crunching numbers across vast datasets or juggling ACE tasks, ClickHouse on Azure just became a top contender. Speaking of security, major platforms, including Oracle, Red Hat, and SUSE, have all issued a fresh round of security updates this week. The steady pulse of vulnerability patches underscores just how relentless the fight is to keep digital infrastructure secure. It's yet another reminder to keep systems up to date, because attackers are constantly evolving their tactics to breach defenses. In the realm of online communities, Reddit is adjusting to new UK laws by rolling out age verification from July 14th. Users will need to verify their age via an external company persona, but with privacy safeguards to protect user data as much as possible under these new regulations. This marks a growing trend worldwide, where the balance between platform regulation and user privacy is being renegotiated. There's still strong debate over how such age checks impact anonymous participation and user safety online. Looking at the Linux kernel, big things are coming with version 6.17, especially for virtualization fans. Intel's BattleMage GPUs will gain single-root I/O virtualization, or SRIOV, support in this release. This means improved GPU resource sharing in virtualized environments, making Intel's Project Battle Matrix even more compelling as it takes shape. More robust GPU support in open-source kernels spells good news for cloud, gaming, and research users alike. Another partnership worth noting. Ethereum and OpenAI are teaming up to bring cutting-edge AI into decentralized apps. Their collaboration is poised to drive smarter contracts and new user experiences in the Ethereum network, opening doors for inventive dApps of the future. As blockchain and AI blend, we can expect more intelligent automation and adaptive security on-chain. The browser landscape is experiencing major disruptions too, with the tech community releasing a new browser and OpenAI plotting its own AI-powered rival to market leaders like Google Chrome. These moves are intended to break up browser monoculture and experiment with new interfaces and smart browsing features. At the same time, a new study has found that nearly half of young Americans aren't confident they'll fit into an AI-driven job market, raising questions about education and career guidance. Schools and advisors need to pivot quickly if they want to prepare young people for a rapidly shifting employment landscape. Legal battles are heating up too, especially around the issue of online age verification. Although the Supreme Court recently set back state age verification mandates with its Free Speech Coalition versus Paxton ruling, advocacy groups like the EFF aren't letting up. They're keeping pressure on legislators, arguing that broad age mandates threaten free expression online and create dangerous precedents. This ongoing debate signals an urgent need for a sensible middle ground, ensuring safety without over-policing or stifling digital life. Meanwhile, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, just shattered records in atomic clock precision by achieving accuracy to 19 decimal places. This new atomic clock isn't just a laboratory marvel. It's a tool that could supercharge technologies that need ultra-precise time, from navigation to scientific research. The domino effect will ripple across sectors, improving GPS, 5G, scientific experiments and more, ultimately weaving into everyday infrastructure we take for granted. On the creative front, Blender 4.5 long-term support has arrived, boasting full Vulkan graphics support and vast improvements for both artists and animators. This version is more stable on Windows and Linux, features major boosts to Liquid simulation speeds, and offers slicker UI plus new procedural texture nodes for creative flexibility. For anyone working in 3D or animation, this is a compelling reason to upgrade, and yet another example of how robust open-source tools are taking over creative industries. On Java licensing, a recent survey among IT asset managers shows that about 73% of Oracle Java users have faced audits in the past 3 years. This has driven many to hunt for open-source alternatives to Oracle Java, aiming to reduce the headaches around changing licenses and audit risks. The indirect effect? A more competitive, open marketplace, and greater adoption of alternatives such as OpenJDK. Now back to AI Hugging Face, which serves as a major online model hub for developers and the public, is stirring up ethical debates. With more than 5,000 models that recreate genuine people's likenesses, thorny issues of consent, copyright, and privacy are gaining attention. The tech industry is being asked, how can AI platforms responsibly manage the moral and legal risks of deepfakes and personal data-driven models? This is the biggest conversation in AI right now. Governing ethical development, while still encouraging research and openness. The upcoming IAB and W3C workshop is tackling the technical and architectural dimensions of age-based content controls. This industry event is bringing together technologists, platform operators, and civil liberties advocates to discuss the future of online age verification, its risks, and possible paths forward. Topics will include privacy-preserving strategies, the need for flexibility in compliance, and ways to avoid one-size-fits-all regulations that frustrate users and services alike. In networking, the forthcoming Linux 6.17 kernel will debut the Broadcom BNGE driver, supercharging support for BCM5770X hardware and delivering lightning-fast speeds, potentially up to 800 gigabits per second. With improved protocol compatibility and a raft of new features, this update will give data centers and large enterprises a serious connectivity boost. This constant push for more open, feature-rich drivers is what keeps Linux at the center of modern infrastructure. Taking a step back, the pace and scale of innovation across hardware and software leave no doubt that open source, user-focused design and security are now essentials rather than afterthoughts. The intersection between technology and broader societal questions, privacy, rights, and employment, keeps getting closer. So whether you're working behind the scenes on code, designing hardware, running community platforms, or just keen to stay one step ahead of laws and technologies impacting your life, this is your moment to stay informed and get involved. The future of technology is a team effort, and adapting together is how we'll all keep moving forward. Thanks for listening.